Brothers, sisters, let's read a few passages together.
第一处我们来看马太福音13章10节11节。
First is from Matthew of chapter 13, verses 10 and 11.
马太福音13章10节11节，我读给大家听。
I'll read for you.
门徒进前来问耶稣说：“对众人讲话，为什么用比喻呢？”耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘，只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。”And
the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given."
我们再看启示录19章7节到9节。
And then Revelation 19, verses 7 through 9.
启示录19章7节到9节。 我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊奔起此的时候到了，驯户也自己预备好了。 就蒙恩德穿光明洁白的细麻衣， 这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。 天使吩咐我说：“你要写上防备，领仆羔羊之婚宴的有福了，有福了。”又对我说：“这是神真实的话。”Let
us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, "Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb." And he said to me, "These are the true sayings of God."
我们再看一处启示录22章20节。
And another place, Revelation 22, verse 20.
启示录22章20节。证明这事的说：“是的，我必快来。”阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Let us bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你，为了这一些话，我们再次向你敬拜和感谢。
Oh, dear Lord, we praise you, we worship you. For these words, we worship and praise you.
主啊，你的话告诉我们你要再来。 我们心里面有一个祷告，愿你快来。Oh
Lord, your words tell us that you're coming soon, so we have a prayer, Lord, come soon.
但主啊，你借着你的话来警醒我们，激励我们，叫我们做一个等候你再来的人。Oh
Lord, your words make us people who are alert and those who are waiting for your coming.
我们将以下的时间交到你的手中，你和我们同在。
Oh, we give the following time into your hands. Please be with us.
And
we give each brother and sister, those who are listening, those who speak, and those who interpret, Lord, into your hands.
Oh,
make us people who will wait for your coming. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我想启示录22章20节，这里最后的一句话，主耶稣啊，我愿你来，这是我们每个等儿女的祷告。
I believe Revelation 22 verse 20, even so, come Lord Jesus, this is the prayer of all saints.
我想这一句话也是我们每一个人在座的每一个人的祷告。
And I believe this is the prayer of everyone here.
我们知道主的话很清楚地告诉我们，他要再来。
Our Lord's words are very clear that he is coming soon.
因为他来的日子也实在是近了。Because
the day of his coming is near.
因为如果我们爱主，我们敬畏主，我们每一个人都有一个渴慕渴望的心，巴不得我们那一天要见主。
That we pray that we would have a heart that looks forward and longs for his coming.
我们知道，当主耶稣再来的时候，神的千年国度就开始了。And
when the Lord comes, God's millennium begins.
我们知道，在神的国里面，神的国是永远到永远的。
and God's kingdom lasts forever.
但是在神的国里面有一段，我们说一段那个时间是1000年。
But there is within this God's kingdom 1,000 years, which is the millennium.
但是这个时间的开始是主我们主耶稣第二次再来的时候。
And that millennium begins when our Lord returns. We know that that kingdom is perfect. Because our Lord will be reigning and be a king then. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he will manifest his glory. And when that kingdom is manifested, and that's where we can see his great love, his authority, and his reigning. Because every citizen of that kingdom is made in the image of him. And they can display all the beauty of our Lord. So this is a kingdom that we truly long for in our heart. And we know that kingdom is in our hearts today.
在我们今天在我们心中，应该我们有这个国度的意象。But
that in our hearts we ought to have a vision of that kingdom.
在马太福音，刚才我们所读的13章10节11节里面。In
Matthew 13, verses 10 and 11 that we read.
当时门徒进前来问耶稣说：“对众人讲话，为什么用比喻呢？”这是门徒问主。And
the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?"
耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘，只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。”He
answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given."
换句话说，天国今天天国对他们不信的人是个奥秘，他们不懂。And
so, in other words, the kingdom of heaven is a mystery to them. They do not understand. But the kingdom of heaven is not a mystery to us. So that you may know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. And today, we know this kingdom. And we know when our Lord came to preach the gospel, it was for the sake of this kingdom. Because this kingdom is heavenly. And we know that many times in Matthew, the word kingdom is mentioned. And this kingdom is also referring to the millennium when our Lord will reign. And the reason that our Lord came to this earth is also for that kingdom. And God has entrusted the gospel to us because for the sake of this kingdom. And so in Matthew 24, that this gospel will be preached to the whole world and testify of the kingdom. So it tells us that we preach the gospel so that people can be brought into this kingdom. So we testify to all people, all nations, is for that testimony. So on the one hand, we testify, we preach the gospel for this kingdom, and on the other, we also live in this kingdom. Because we know this kingdom.
并这个国度成了我们的意象。
And because this kingdom has become our vision.
这个国度也成我们生活的实际，成我们生活的内容。
And this kingdom has become the reality of our lives.
因为这个国度也是神的旨意。
Because this kingdom is God's will.
所以为着一切我们感谢主。
So for everything we give thanks to the Lord.
但是我们既然渴慕这个国度，我们心里应该有渴望，巴不得我们的主耶稣快一点来。他的再来的时候，这个国度千年国度就开始了。
And since we have that longing in our hearts for this kingdom, we long for his return, and which will begin the millennium.
我们知道，我们有一个弟兄叫做江守道弟兄，我们中间应该都认识他。
We believe many of you know about Brother Stephen Kong.
他在晚年的时候多次讲到神的再来。
And so oftentimes he would speak.On the coming of the Lord.
在他信心里面他有一个把握，主来的时候他就被提。
So in his faith, he has the assurance, when the Lord comes, he will be raptured.
但我们讲到主再来的时候，
But when we speak on the coming of the Lord,
我们知道许多弟兄姊妹都在很兴奋，他们的中心就是思想里面都在想主耶稣再来的有什么预言，主耶稣来的时候有什么事情发生。
But many brothers and sisters are very interested in the prophecies that relate to his coming, and so they're interested in that.
但是都借着神的话,
but without God's words,
我们可以大看见,
but through God's words, we can see.
主耶稣在来之前的所有的预言应该都应验。
We can see that all the prophecies that relate to before the Lord's coming, it's all been fulfilled.
现在要应验的预言就是我们主耶稣来和他来同时发生的事情。
Now, those that are yet to have been fulfilled are the ones that relate to his coming and also the things that relate to his coming.
也就是说主耶稣可以随时来。
That means the Lord can return anytime.
我们在假上在这里薄饼纪念主的时候，
While we were remembering our Lord this morning,
在哥林多前书十一章十六节说，这饼和杯分该是表明主的死，只等到他来。
So in 1 Corinthians, the bread and the cup, it shows that we remember his death until he comes.
我们一边在这里薄饼纪念主，
as we break the bread and waiting for him.
我们心里面有一个渴慕，一个渴望，要主来。
We have a longing in our hearts that the Lord would come.
我们知道我们的江守道弟兄在晚年的时候，他就活在这个光景里面。
We know our dear brother Stephen Kong, he was living in that condition.
他随时准备主的再来。
He was always ready for the Lord's coming.
我相信他跟保罗一样。
I believe he is the same as Paul.
保罗说：“美好的仗我。”我打过，当守的道，我守住，当跑了路，我跑进。
Paul says that I have fought the good fight, I have kept the faith, so I have walked away.
因为保罗有那样的信心去见主。
Because Paul has that faith to see the Lord.
他知道有冠冕为他存留。
And he knows that a crown is reserved for him.
当我们的弟兄他准备见主的时候，他里面有一个信心。
But when our brother waits for the Lord, he has a faith in his heart.
因为他为了主也该守的道，他也守住了。
And for the Lord, he has kept the faith.
我们知道他活到106岁，他才被主接去。
We know he was 106 when the Lord took him.
他走完神量给他地上的律子，他跑完神要他所跑的路。
He has run the course that the Lord has given him.
我们就知道他有许多工作，叫许多的教父，许多弟兄姐妹因他得着帮助，得着教救。
And because of his service, many brothers and sisters were encouraged.
他是在为神打了美好的仗。
Truly, he has fought a good fight for the Lord.
所以他在晚年的时候，他有一个信心，有一个把握，主来的时候，他说我会被提的。
So in his late years, he had the assurance and the faith.That he would be raptured when the Lord returns.
他晚年就就是有一个祷告，有一个渴望，有一个追求，主啊，我愿你来。
So he had a seeking, he had a prayer, that Lord, will you come soon?
我们知道他来的时候，神的国度就开始了。
And when the Lord returns, His kingdom begins.
但这个国度今天在我们里面，我们有个追求，有个渴望。
But the kingdom is within our hearts, and we have a longing and a seeking.
但我们从问弟兄姐妹，我们准备好。我们有没有信心？如果今天主来的时候，你有个信心，有个把握，我会被提。
Let me ask you, are you ready, brothers and sisters, when the Lord returns, that you will be raptured?
我知道有一次跟弟兄姐妹交通的时候讲到主的再来。
I remember when I shared with you, we spoke about the Lord's coming.
当然，虽然是一个笑话。
It was like a joke.
但是它也很实际。
But it was very real.
主耶稣有的弟兄姐妹说，在主耶稣来的时候，我在祷告。
Some brothers and sisters will say, I hope that when the Lord returns, I will be praying at the time.
有的弟兄姐妹说他是盼望的，是不是最好主来的时候，我是盼望弟兄姐妹我对他的帮助。
Some brothers and sisters would say, I hope when the Lord returns, I will be visiting brothers and sisters.
但也有人说最好主耶稣来的时候我在讲道。
And some would say, when the Lord returns, I hope I will be preaching.
但是有的弟兄姐妹就说了。
And some brothers and sisters would say,
主耶稣再来的时候，我千万不要再吵架。
And some would say, when the Lord returns, I definitely don't want to be arguing with
him. 主耶稣来了，我在那里烦恼地在吵架，觉得很尴尬，很不好意思。
And otherwise, I would feel very discouraged, and it's not the right time.
虽然他当时好像是在开玩笑。
Even though they were like joking.
但是我想想这是一个很实在的。
But I think it's something very real.
我相信主来的时候肯定有弟兄姐妹在祷告或者在薄饼的时候纪念主。
And I believe when the Lord returns, some brothers and sisters would be praying and some would be remembering the Lord.
或者有的弟兄姐妹在传福音。
And some brothers and sisters may be preaching the gospel.
但是肯定也有弟兄姐妹在吵架。
But for sure, there would be brothers and sisters who would be arguing.
但是我知道，我们也知道，主耶稣来的时候，不是问你当时你在做什么。
But we know that when the Lord returns, He would not be asking you, what are you doing now?
但是你在做什么，神会问的。哎呀，我来了，你在做什么？
And when He returns, He would say, what are you doing?
但是他就会问，当你知道我要来的时候，你在做什么？
But he would be asking, when you knew that I would be coming, what were you doing?
神已经把他的话告诉我们，清清楚楚告诉我们，我要再来。
The word of God is clear, that he surely would come.
他一直告诉我们，你们要警醒等候。
And many times he tells us to stay alert and wait.
他多去多方，借着查经，借着神的话，借着讲信息，借着弟兄姐妹的教训，他多次地告诉我们，他要再来，我们要警醒。
So through our Bible studies, our fellowships, our preaching and the message, he tells us many times that he would be returning.
我们每一个人都知道这个。
So every one of us knows.
但是我们听主再来的时候，我们在做什么？
But now that you've heard, what are you doing now?
我想神一定会问你，从你知道，不要说从你得救，就说从你知道，我告诉你我在来的时候你在做什么。
And so God will certainly ask us, after you were saved and you knew that I would be coming, what were you doing?
神一直告诉我们，我们要警醒，我们要等候，我们是警醒，我们是等候的。
But God tells us to stay alert and watch, but are you staying alert and watchful?
这是我们今天我们在主面前的祷告。
So this is our prayer before the Lord.
我想如果我们每一个人都准备好了见主的时候，
I believe if we each one of us is ready to see the Lord,
我们就会祷告主啊，愿你快来。
We can pray that, oh Lord, may you come soon.
主啊，我愿你来。
Oh Lord, even so, come Lord Jesus.
但是我们也知道很多的时候好多弟兄姐妹他没准备好。
But many times, brothers and sisters are not ready.
特别我在看见有的时候，我去探望的时候，有的弟兄姐妹站在病床上，医生说你没有几日了。
When I visit some brothers and sisters on their sick beds, they said,
他说我时间不多，医生说我时间你时间不多了。
The doctor said that you don't have much time.
他知道离开的时候就要见主了。
And so he knows once he dies, he will see the Lord.
他就这个感受说的，我不好意思见主啊，我空空的时候我不能空空见主啊。
Oh, he feels embarrassed that I'm seeing the Lord empty-handed.
我们都知道感觉我们是亲亲是和宴席和酒席或者和去探望亲戚弟兄姐妹，我们都要带礼物去哦。
When we attend feasts and or when we visit brothers and sisters, we usually bring a gift.
许多的时候，有的弟兄姐妹，有你的兄弟或者你很久没见了，你要想跟他见的时候，你在见他之前就讲，我要买什么礼物去见他。
So before you visit a brother or sister that you haven't met in a while, you would think before you go, what gift will I bring?
这样我们因亲戚的缘故，因爱的缘故，我们去见的时候，我们都有准备，我们都有带礼物去。
So because of love, you want to be prepared to bring a gift before you visit.
你想想，我们的主是这样的爱你。
Think about it. The Lord loves you so much.
他为你死。
He died for you.
你所有的罪，他是替你担当了。
And he bore all your sins.
你所有的债他替你还了。
And all your sins he has repaid.
你在今天的生活中，你看见他主是这么的尊贵，他是创造宇宙的神。
Our Lord is so precious. He's the creator of all universe.
那你见主怎么样呢？
And what will you do when you see the Lord?
你就是空手见主吧。
Will you go empty-handed?
你有预备吧。
Or will you be prepared?
但是我们知道我们要预备。
But we know we must be prepared.
因为主，我们的主耶稣，他实在是那样的爱我们。
Because our Lord Jesus loves us so much.
他的爱实在激励着我们，吸引着我们。
And his love continues to lure us.
让我们对他的爱有个回应，有一个渴慕，我们来见他。
That we may have a response to his love when he returns.
我想今天我们活在地上的弟兄姐妹，
I believe those brothers and sisters who are remaining on this earth. We must be prepared to see our Lord one day. I wonder if we have a notion or a thought in our hearts that we will see the Lord. No matter how long you have spent on this earth,we know one day you will ultimately see him.
我们在乡里面有一个俗话，就是说，愁媳妇总要见公婆。
There's a saying that an ugly daughter-in-law will one day meet the parents.
所以不管你这个秀怎么样，因为你的公婆，你总有一天要面见他的。
Because you will certainly see your in-laws one day.
你逃不掉
了。You cannot escape.
因为你们是家人嘛。
Because you're a family.
所以我们的主，他就说，我们的主，他虽然爱我们，有一天我们总要见他的。
So our Lord loves us so much. One day we will surely see him.
我们逃不掉。
You cannot escape.
但是你要知道见他的时候你是怎么样的样子的。
But you have to know what condition you're in when you see him.
他要看见我们的所思。
He will see who we are.
因为他要看见他的儿女是什么样的儿女。
And he will see what type of children.
我们所是那天在主的面前都要显明出来。
And so one day we would be revealed before him.
我们今天准备好了吗？
Are you prepared today?
我们今天的追求，我们的今天生活，是不是我们要预备，我们有一天见主。
All of our pursuits today are all to match the day when we meet the Lord.
如果真的这样，我想这个国度就成为我们的意象。
I believe that way, this kingdom will become our vision.
我们知道在马太福音里面有许多他在讲天国好像好像好像。
We know in the book of Matthew that many times he mentions the kingdom of God is, the kingdom of heaven is like certain things.
我们特别我们在马太福音25章有没有看见？天国好像，那么下面就讲了十个图。
Also in Matthew 25, he says the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins.
那里讲到宴席。
And it spoke about the feast.
我们知道在启示录19章里面，他讲到婚宴， 那讲到我们的主耶稣跟他新妇预备好了，是讲到那个婚宴，那个时候就是千年国度的开始。
And we know in Revelation 19 it talks about the feast of the marriage of the Lamb and how the millennium begins then.
我们知道千年的国度是从一个婚宴开始。
So we see that the millennium begins with a marriage feast.
所以在马太福音25章里面他就讲到一个宴席。
So Matthew 25 talks about a feast.
但是他那宴席有四个童女。
But the feast has 10 virgins.
这个我想这个故事弟兄姐妹都很熟悉。
I believe brothers and sisters are familiar with the story.
他们都知道主耶稣要来。
They all know that the bridegroom is coming.
他也知道要见他。
And that they will see him.
他就准备他就去见他。
So they went to see him.
但是见的时候他们有两批人五个五个。
But when they saw them, there were two groups of people, five each.
因为五个他是聪明的有准备。
Five of them were wise, they were prepared.
五个不聪明的他圣经说他是愚拙。
And five were not prepared, and the Bible says they were foolish.
那就是说他是笨。
And that means they are fools.
他为什么笨呢？
Why are they foolish?
为什么他说你这个是愚拙的？
Why are they called foolish?
因为他就是没有准备。
Because they were not prepared.
他知道主要来。
They knew that the bridegroom is coming.
他就是没有准备。
But they did not prepare.
因为他讲到灯是没有准备油。
Because the lamb, they did not have that oil.
但是我们知道许多的时候在圣经看见油是预表的圣灵。
Many times, the Bible refers to the oil as the Holy Spirit.
也可以说是圣灵在我们这个身上的带领，圣灵在我们身上的工作，也是圣灵在我们这个人里面所预备的。
So the oil is also referring to the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
但是有的人去的时候，他什么都没预备。
But when somebody goes, they are not prepared.
他预备在什么时候啊？
When do they prepare?
预备不是他来的时候才是预备。
It shouldn't be that when he comes that you start preparing.
你知道，当时那个愚拙的，他主要是来的时候他才去买油。
But we know those five foolish ones, they only went to buy the oil when the master returned.
所以回来的时候，他被关在外面。
And that's why when he was there, they were shut outside.
这里很清楚地告诉我们，我们预备就是我们知道他来的时候。你就要去预备的。
So this tells us that once you knew that he was coming, you ought to start preparing.
我们是不是在预备的？
Are we preparing?
我想如果我们说你这个人真笨，我们会很不高兴哦。
If somebody tells you that you are foolish, you might feel uncomfortable.
我们觉得我们的顶格好像你怎么我不如果他对我们这个定义对我们这个人评价他说这个人真笨。
If somebody'sevaluation of you is that you are foolish?
如果别人对你的评价，这个人真笨，你什么感觉？
If people say that you are foolish, how would you feel?
当然我们心里肯定很伤心，很不高兴嘛。
You must not feel happy inside.
但是我们都希望说别人对我的评价，这个人真聪明。
We like to hear that people say that you are very wise.
你会做生意，你会做什么或者，就说你这个人真聪明，我们听了就舒服了。
That we like to hear that people say, oh, you're a good businessman, or you do things well.
但是我们要知道，如果今天我们就不准备的话。
But we have to know if we're not prepared today.
不是我们说你呀。
Not that we will say something about you.
主说你呀。
It's our Lord who will say something about you.
他说你这个人真笨。
He will say, you are a foolish man.
因为他说你愚拙了。
That you are a fool.
你知道我要来的，我老早就告诉你的，你不去准备。
You knew I was coming. You knew long ago I would be coming, but you were not prepared.
他不聪明，他老早听我的话，他马上就准备好了。
Look at him. He is so prepared because he knew I was coming.
所以我们有没有听见神的话
？So have we heard God's words?
如果我们有这个祷告，有这个心情，有这个渴望。我们想我们今天就要准备我们要见主。
So if we have that pursuit, if we have that prayer that we would see the Lord soon.
我们知道准备是今天的事情。
We know that preparation is something for today.
我们见主是将来的。
But seeing the Lord is something in the future.
但是准备是现在,
but the preparation
is today.
Once you knew the Lord's coming, you prepare immediately. We prepare for the Holy Spirit's leading in our life. And we prepare that how the Holy Spirit will lead us in our environment. And prepare for the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. We know the nine fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 6. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. And so whether or not in your being there is the love and the peace and the patience.
正好我们准备的时候，就是神的话告诉我们，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And so we know that all things work for the good of those who love God.
所以今天我们借着圣灵的安排，每一件事情我们面对、我们经历的时候，都是在预备。
So as we run into environment situations, we know it is the Holy Spirit's preparation.
借着许多的圣灵在我们里面，能够叫圣灵在我们里面有工作。
So that the Holy Spirit can do a work in us. So that all things would work together. For the good of those who love God. So the purpose is that all his children would be molded into his image.
所以前天神见我们的时候看我们里面有神儿子的形象，他说你这个有好多。
And those who have the image of the Son, he will say, oh yes, you have much oil. But that preparation is for today. In Matthew 18, he says, the kingdom of heaven is like, and he says, you have to forgive one another. But have we forgiven others in many things?
我想如果你真的我们有老树,彼此老树,你就没那么容易发脾气,没那么容易暴怒。
I believe if you can forgive others, you will have it the way.
所以说许多的时候事情领大的时候,
so many things when they come to us,
许多时候你觉得受委屈,
you may feel that you are wrong,
你觉得被伤害了,
and you feel you were hurt.
但是你想到你自己，你就为了自己，你里面的就被你里面你这个心就被激怒了。
But once you only think of yourself, you will be angered.
那如果我们里面有一个老树的心，
But if you have a heart of forgiveness,
我们虽然他们说的有许多的错，有人得罪你， 但是你想到主是怎样老树我，我也要老树别人。
So even if you feel that you are wronged by someone, You know that the Lord has forgiven you. And you know in the story in Matthew 18 that you owed 10,000 talents to the master.
但是后来,
But even if your colleague only owes you a small amount, you would put him in jail.
后来主耶稣就对他说，因为你不饶恕你同伴，我们的天父也不饶恕你。
And so if you do not forgive your colleagues, the Lord in heaven will not forgive you.
如果我们又能够活出有一个饶恕，像神一样，有饶恕的心。
If we can have a heart of forgiveness,
我想你就很多时候你就不会生气。
I believe many times you will not be angered.
你就不要担心主耶稣来的时候我在吵架。
And you won't worry whether when the Lord returns that you will be arguing.
许多的时候有的事情领到了，如果有老树的心，如果你里面被激怒的那个 肉体呀，可能他就会安静下来。
When you have a heart of forgiveness, when things happen to you, and your flesh is angered, your flesh is aroused, it would not if you have that heart of
forgiveness.
We know we can forgive others only because the life of God is in you.
And
when you can live out the life of Christ,
我们就带出了许多的平安,
we can bring out much peace. We need God's mercy. But how do we face and resolve many things?
有的事情是事情,
many things are simply things.
是说事情发生在我们的身上, 这个事情是改变不了的。
Things occur to us, and we cannot change the things.
是不一样的人去处理, 不一样的人去面对, 那就有不一样的果效, 有不一样的结果。
But when different people face such things, the results will be different.
我就讲了前一段时间, 我就讲了一个见证, 就是最近下学的时候, 那个是发生的。
So I mentioned a testimony recently, something that occurred during a snowfall.
因为下雪的那次，我们知道，前一次下雪的时候， 他的先生预备一个抢雪的井， 他只预备那个铁铲抢雪的那个工具， 没有预备刷 window的那个工具。
So we know that during the snowfall, they prepared something to shovel the snow, but they didn't prepare something to scrape the windshield.
后来下雪了，他的姐妹看见没东西。
So the sister saw that there was no scraper, so he used the snow shovel to scrape the windshield.
所以后来就是回家的时候，那个玻璃是乱花里八糟，因为玻璃被那个墙墙的被刮了，这整个玻璃这个前面是乱七八糟。So
the windshield was all messed up because it was using the shovel.
就下雪是下了。
So the snow fell and the things happened.
那你现在你怎么面对?
So how do you face it?
后来他的先生看见了，他就跟他说：“哎呀，你怎么搞的？你的window会变成这样呢？”
And so the husband questioned, "Now, what were you thinking? Why is the windshield like this?"
但是他还不知道，他用这个去搞下来他的。 姐妹跟她的，我那天下雪的时候，我是用这个把这个搞下来，所以说她才这样。他说他就是用那个墙壁的那个墙去墙那个window，所以现在window那个玻璃就这样滑落。So
the sister says I used the shovel to scrape the windshield.
所以他先生听了第一个反应，你怎么呀这么笨？你怎么用这个？这第一个反应。So
the first reaction from the husband was that. You are so foolish using the shovel to scrape the windshield. And so the sister says, this is not my fault, this is your fault.
她说,
you know that I don't know these things, but you prepared this for me.
你明明知道下雪，你都预备了铲雪的这个铲子给我。
You know that the snow is coming and you prepared the shovel. So why didn't you prepare a scraper for me? So this is your fault and not mine. You don't have enough love. So she was right. So the brother says, it's true, I don't have enough love. So because he did hear the weather forecast that snow was coming, and so he didn't prepare the scraper.
所以说你承认自己，你就算错了，你们彼此老实。
So even though there was wrong, you should forgive one another.
就是就在这个事情上荣耀神。
So upon this thing, you glorify God.
如果你不服气,
if you feel that you're still wrong,
你也可以说, 去了没有抢啊, 什么都加车里面拿什么都可以，最起码也可以用这个去搞活也可以。
So they say you can even use your shirt sleeve to wipe the.
也这个弄也可以，那干嘛用个抢地那个抢去抢呢？所以说你讲道理都有道理。
So you can do many other things to scrape the ice from the windshield.
如果我不如好处，我们活在道理里面，就叫神的见证得的亏损。
If you're only you allow the word of God to be put down.
你不要以为这个是个小小的事情啊。
Do not think that this is a small matter.
这个事情见主的时候，我们还会看见的。
You will still see this when we see the Lord.
好像今天这个事情过去了，以为我们就过去了。
We think that this matter is over.
我相信，我当我们见主的时候，这个事情还会再看见。
I believe when we see the Lord, we will revisit this thing.
就今天许多的事情，我们以为过去了，我们今天许多的事情发生在我们身上，我们是在经历。
Many things happen to us today.It's our experience.
这个是发生在我们身上，我们去经历，我们去面对，我们去处理。
The way we face it and the way you resolve it.
但是有一天我们见主的时候
，and when we see the Lord one day,
我们还会看见。
We will see it again.
这跟电影一样，一幕一幕给你看。
It's just like a movie. You see the scene after scene.
今天我们是经历者。
Today we experienced it.
我们说了哪一天我们是观看者。
That day we will just watch it.
观看者，那时候跟陪我们看的就是我们的主耶稣。陪我们看的就是我们的主。
And the one who accompany us while we watch is our Lord.
那时候主跟我们一起来看，你当时，你看这个事情发生了，你怎么做
？And so the Lord says, when this thing occurred, what was your response?
哎呀，这个事情就这么一点点事情，你不大伯，你没完没了的，你以后就吵起来了。
Why were you so angered when this thing occurred and you had the argument?
你看这样的事情，你怎么得理不饶人？
Why were you not willing to forgive her?
我们要知道，我们见主的时候，每一个事情我们都会看见的。
We should know when we see the Lord, everything will be seen.
那如果我们有爱主的心
，and if we have a heart of love for the
Lord， 我们为主的见证，我们忍下了。
For His testimony， you're willing to lay yourself down。
他的过错我们饶恕了。
And for her faults， you forgive。
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible says，
我们为着他流的每一个眼泪，神都用袋子把我们装起来。
For every tear that you shed， God holds it in His sack。
那时候再看见了，你看。你这个眼泪，那个眼泪，就是告诉你，这个是那一天你被人欺负的是怎么样，这个你受委屈的怎么样，你现在所有的委屈眼泪，神都把你装起来，那一天给你看。
So all of your all the times that you were wronged by someone, so in his sack there this tear is from this event, this tear is from that event.
我们会看见的。
So we can all see it.
但是我说我们有没有一个意向，有没有一个渴慕，我们见主的时候，我们也准备好是什么光景
？But do we have the vision that when we see the Lord, what condition we will be in？
如果我们知道我们有一天见主，那今天我们就要准备。
If we know one day we will see the Lord, we must be prepared today。
因为刚才我们所看的在启示录十九章里面
，In Revelation 19。
那时候神的我们的主来了。
When the Lord came,
他说我们要欢喜快乐。
He says you have to rejoice and be glad.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊分取的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了。就蒙恩德穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory.For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
所以说那时候就心腹预备好了。
So at that time, the wife has made herself ready.
因为心腹她只有穿细麻衣。
But because the wife is arrayed in fine linen,
这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
也就是说，我们今天在地上我们所做的。
That refers to the acts of you in on this earth.
当然，我们见主的时候，是我们披戴基督的衣。
Of course, when we see the Lord, we are putting on the righteousness of Christ.
所以说，我们是在基督里面，是神的他的宝血洗净了我们一切的罪。我们是在基督耶稣里面，因他的义成为我们的义。我们来到神的面前。
So we can come before the Lord only because the blood of the Lord Jesus has covered us, and we are approaching God under His Son's righteousness.
但是还有一个这里讲的细麻衣。
But here it mentions about the fine linen.
这里是讲的我们在基督里，我们基督徒所行的义。
And it refers to the righteous acts of the saints.
这个义的这古的也说白了一点，就是说。在我们身上有多少基督的形象
？And it refers to the image, how much of an image that you have of Christ in you.
神借着许多的光景，神圣灵在我们的工作，是叫我们磨成神儿子的形象。
So through all of our environments, God is molding us into the image of His Son.
一方面，神的公义，神是用他的宝血把我们的所有的罪都赦免了。我们借着耶稣的宝血，我们坦然无惧来到他的面前。
So through Christ's blood, we are confidently approaching God.
那另外一方面，神把儿子的生命放在里面。
On the other hand, God puts the life of His Son in us.
圣灵今天带领我们借着许多的光景，是要我们磨成儿子的形象。那个影像就是那个神在我们里面那个生命的分布。
So the Holy Spirit through many environments and experiences make us molded into the image of His Son.
这就是圣灵在我们身上的工作。
So this is the work of the Holy Spirit on us.
这就是我们面对许多的困境，我们能不能磨成他儿子的形象。
So this refers to whether or not we can be molded to the image of His Son.
也就是这里说是圣徒所披上的细麻衣。
And this is called here the arrayed in fine linen.
这是今天要准备。
This is what we ought to prepare today.
这是我们今天要面对的。
This is what we must face today.
今天神许可许多的事情，圣灵安排要我们面对，要我们去经历。
So God wants to give us many things to experience.
但是我们经历去面对这许多的事情的时候。
But as we face these experiences,
我们有没有意象？我们有没有一个概念？
Do we have a vision, a notion?
今天我们做这个是面对这个事情，这个事情我有道理，我想这么做。你有没有问？当来到主的面前问神的时候，他是怎么想的？
But many things we would say, I want my will to be done. This is how I feel. But have you asked, how would God feel?
许多时候你认为是对的，在神面前不一定。
Often things that you think is right may not be right in God's eyes.
许多时候因为我们是自义的，我们有度，因为我们自己的义里面，我们不饶恕别人，我们定别人的罪。
Many times we are self-righteous and we condemn others in their sins.
那个时候我们见神，我们就要受亏损。
And so when we see the Lord,we would suffer loss.
所以我以前我讲过那一次，我的太太在家里差不多欧盆里面把黄子烧到的时候，我那时候我在外面非常的生气。
So I mentioned before that one time my wife almost burned down the house because she said something in the oven.
所以那时候我非常的生气，我在外面我说我来了，你到的时候我要骂他一下，要教训他一下，因为他不小心啊，因为就是欧盆人不小心在欧盆里面。关门火忘记不该开的开到以后火烧了烟出来 fire department 来将近1000度。
So before I return home, I was determined to scold her and to really let her know how careless she was because when the fire department came, the oven was 1000 degrees hot.
所以后来她我在外面后来她跟我讲。他怎么弄不好？怎么把这个烧了？我又生气，又是你我吧。
So before I returned, I was talking to her on the phone, and she was telling me And so I got more, even more angry. I was determined in my mind that I would scold her and discipline her.
所以后来我想去祷告，我说主啊，我现在太有道理了，主啊，你要帮我，给他有一个受教的心。
So I felt that I'm truly in the right place, and that I prayed the Lord would teach her to be in the right place.
因为她没有受教的心，我说了半天也没用。
Because she does not have a teachable heart.
我说带着这样的心去祷告的。
So I prayed.
所以祷告的时候，神的话在我里面。
And then when I prayed, God's words came into my heart.
他说啊，很清楚地里面有一个话告诉我们，他做这个事情他没有罪，他只是个意外，不小心看见的，他没罪。So
the words was clear that she did this. It was an accident, because she did not plan this.
我这个执意，我这个没有老恕，我这个得理不饶人。 他说你那个才是得罪我，我这个思想是犯罪。
And but the Lord says that you are the one who is self-righteous, and you are the one who condemns, and I do not like your attitude.
如果我没有老恕的心，我没有怜悯的心，我借着我这个道理，我执意，我定他的罪，我要判他的罪。
So if you have that, if you don't have that heart of forgiveness, you will condemn what she did.
真正犯罪的是我，不是他。And
so the one who truly sinned is me, not her.
他说就这个房子就烧掉了，有什么大不了的事？不是还有保险吗？
Even if the house is burnt down, it's no big deal. We have insurance.
但是你原来这个房子是神给你的。
Because God gave you this house.
如果你定位定，我还可以再给你。
He can give you another one.
但是如果你把神的见证亏损了，你这个损失不止这个房子的价格。
But if you have suffered loss in God's testimony, this is worth a lot more than your house.
如果我们亏损神的荣耀，亏损神的见证，这个价钱，这个价值远远超过这个房子。你神说，我宁愿把这个房子收掉了，也不要你再收掉。So
the glory and the testimony of God is worth much more in God's sight.
所以许多的时候，我们心里有老恕的心，不要计较。So
Let us have a heart of forgiveness, and let us not argue and accuse each other.
求神有恩典有怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy and compassion.
让我们在我们里面有一个渴慕，有一个追求，有一个渴望，我们要见主。
That we have a hunger and a longing in our hearts to see the Lord.
但如果我们有这个愿望，我们今天就要准备我们见主的时候光景。
And so when we have that hope in us, we would learn to condition ourselves.
那我们做那个聪明的五个童女，我们今天预备我们的油来迎接我们的神。So
we could be like the five wise virgins, preparing the oil to receive His coming.
所以我们想强那神的话来激励我们，帮助我们。
May the Lord's words encourage us and help us.
那他这个国度能够成为我们的意象。
That His kingdom could become our vision. And the kingdom can become the content of our life. And that today we can live for this kingdom. And that we can live within this kingdom. So that God can be praised.
我的话就停在这里，求神继续用他的话，接下来有随着圣灵的感动。 有一两位弟兄姊妹有一点祷告。
So my words will end here. May two or three brothers, sisters offer some prayers.